No fear! Immigrants are welcome here! No hate!
The executive order President Trump issued last week bars all refugees from entering the U.S. for 120 days. It stops citizens of seven mostly Middle Eastern countries from coming here for 90 days. Trump calls the order a U.S. security measure, but the hundreds of protesters who came out to Miami International Airport in the cold rain called it a discriminatory move against Muslims. Broward College accounting student Hanin Ismail is a Jordanian American from Sunrise.
I'm giving my brothers and sisters in the other countries that don't have a voice, I'm being their voice today. It's obvious that this is a racist ban. This is overall hatred towards Muslims.
Miami software systems analyst Michael Kashani said his parents were born in Iran, one of the seven Muslim majority countries on the ban list. He said he's not surprised federal judges began blocking Trump's order over the weekend.
I've always been an American. As Americans, we've always been caring, and it's just right for us to show that we care about the world. We care about people.
Unlike airports like JFK in New York, Miami International is not seeing many controversial cases regarding the immigration order. That's because most foreign arrivals here are from Latin America, which has no countries on the list. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.